Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. I'm Jesse Peterman. In this edition, a look at two of New York's finest, 19th Precinct Crime Prevention Officer Maria Ayala and police radio dispatcher Mo Muniz. We talk to Mo and give you important information from Officer Maria Ayala's safety lecture. But first, a legendary police radio dispatcher. Modesto Muniz goes simply by Mo, and police officers around the city know him just by his voice. He is a police radio dispatcher with 17 years of experience. The department's 911 call center is stocked with top-flight dispatchers, and Mo is considered among the best. He was manning his station for incidents including the 1993 and 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center, a civil disturbance in Washington Heights, and the shooting death of Councilman James Davis. Dispatchers take reports generated from 911 calls and assign them to available police units. They have to keep many balls in the air at the same time, prioritizing these calls so a call for a missing child receives police assistance before a minor car accident with no injuries is one of the responsibilities of the dispatcher. Mo, who was in the Marine Corps before joining the department, works primarily as the dispatcher on the police frequency known as SOD. That stands for Special Operations Division. The specialized units dispatched from that citywide frequency include the Emergency Service Unit, the Harbor Unit, the Aviation Unit, the Canine Unit, the Bomb Squad, and others. He also works on other frequencies known as zones that cover a few adjoining precincts. We sat down with Mo to learn more about his work. You'll hear him talk about the incidents police respond to, referred to within the department simply as jobs. Here is the NYPD's Jason Post.
Mo, tell me about your career in the police department.
I've worked for the police department 17 years, predominantly as a police dispatcher. Being in the service in the United States Marine Corps has helped me to be able to deal with a lot of the situations that go on within the police department. It helps when you've been in situations where you know that you have to be calm so that you can assist the officers in helping them do their job well, and not only that, but to be able to go home to their loved ones safe and well.
You were working as a police radio dispatcher during the attacks on the World Trade Center in both 1993 and in 2001. How was working during the February 93 bombing different than 9/11?
Well, see, with that one, it was different because that one, you know, nobody had a visual because it was an underground detonation. A lot of the chaos was coming afterwards, whereas in 9/11, you actually had people that actually saw the plane hit the World Trade Center. You really saw what, you know, what happened. The key for me from 2001 was it was one of the rare times where human beings just thought about human beings. The only thing that transcended was the human element, help. And that was a beautiful thing. That's when the United States, when you saw the melting pot of the world actually melt and blend into something special.
When people call 911, what advice do you have for them?
The best advice is to be calm. The best way you can help your loved ones is to be calm. Being calm helps you to give the information that's going to help the person that you love receive the kind of help and attention that they're going to need.
What are the differences in working on a radio frequency that handles a few precincts compared to the whole city?
Well, a citywide frequency, you might be dispatching more than one high priority job at any given time. Remember, you're dealing with the whole city. So you could be having an emergency in Queens, Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Staten Island, all high-priority incidents, all confirmed incidents ongoing at the same time. But predominantly, at the precinct level, you're dealing with precincts that are the first responders. They actually deal with the public more because they do the daily patrol of the New York Police Department.
What is the hardest part of your job?
Well, the hardest part is just being able to make sure that you send the right type of assistance, that you stay focused, that you're thorough in making sure that you do your job and do it well. And just to make sure that you give the public and the officers your best so that they can do their best. And you can, you know, help people in a limited way, of course. But you can still help them by taking down the information correctly and making sure that you send them the help they need.
Mo Moniz, thank you very much for joining us.
Maria Ayala is the crime prevention officer in the 19th Precinct on Manhattan's Upper East Side. She is a 16-year veteran of the department and has spent her entire career in that precinct. As a crime prevention officer, she has spent the last 3 years performing security surveys and addressing groups who have questions about staying safe. The following are tips adapted from her lectures and experience as a New York City police officer. A main point Officer Ayala tries to get across is for people to be aware of their surroundings. Smaller electronic items that are often found on an outer layer of clothing can be inviting targets for thieves. iPods, cell phones, and handheld video games are all items that could be taken. Children who are playing with friends have a tendency to leave their property unattended. They can also have tunnel vision and focus only on those things directly in front of them. Officer Ayala recently spoke to a class of students at an area parochial school. Not long after her talk, two friends were listening to an iPod sharing one set of earbuds between them as they walked to school. They were robbed. The iPod was stolen. Then they did what they had been told to do. They saw a police officer on patrol and they ran up to him. They gave a good description that allowed the officer to immediately begin a search, with fellow officers helping out, after the description was broadcast over the police radio. The suspects were quickly located and three arrests were made. The three were charged with robbery. That brings up another point. When you call 911, tell the operator what type of crime has occurred, if a weapon was used, the exact location, and how many perpetrators there were, and what they were wearing, and also what direction they fled. The more specific you are, the faster police can apprehend the offender. A generic description of a man with dark hair is helpful, but not really enough. But if you describe specific information such as height, weight, and clothing, along with scars, tattoos, facial hair, earrings, that helps the police narrow it down. What was the method of flight? Tell the 911 operator or a police officer if the person left in a cab, on foot, in a bus, or was it a car? What was the make of the car and the color? Was there a driver? The point is to quickly help us to find the person who committed the crime. The sooner this call is made, the better. If you call a friend or relative before the police, you are giving the suspect more time to escape. Descriptions can be broadcast to an entire precinct or even to adjoining precincts. All the police officers working listen to police radio frequencies, so an officer on patrol or even a plainclothes officer on a different assignment could spot the suspect. If you have further questions or if you represent a group that would like to be addressed by a New York City Police Department crime prevention officer like Officer Ayala, call your local precinct or 311 or visit the NYPD website at www.nyc.gov/NYPD. Finally, a word on joining New York's finest. The NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web at www.nypdrecruit.com. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast. For Inside the NYPD, I'm Jesse Peterman.